Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
All right, today I want to talk about God's agenda. Amen. The topic sounds so powerful, God's agenda. Hallelujah. So I just need you all to be attentive and avoid any form of distraction. Every spirit of peeing and poo-poo. This is the time they like manifesting. When the word wants to come, you say, my stomach is doing me one kind. So we subject it in the name of Jesus. All of you, do you have your jotters? Raise it up. If you don't have a jotter and a pen, you need to be born again. What did you come to do in church this morning? Raise it up. Let me see everybody with a jotter and a pen. I will assume that some of you don't have new people in church. So we welcome you in the name of Jesus. In our church, we used to write. It is because we believe that when God is speaking to somebody, He needs to all take note. So that when you go back, you revise what you've heard. Yes, sir. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
All right. God's agenda. While I was thinking about the sermon, I was smiling because it's not really far from what we're used to, especially in this place. If you are familiar with the teachings in church here, you understand that God's agenda is simply His kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Are we together? The manifestation of His kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
We have seen later throughout scriptures how that God showed His agenda through the activities of Jesus on the earth. Remember, Jesus is God. I hope you all know that.
Yes, sir.
Jesus is God. This reminded me of something I commented somewhere. I'm not used to commenting, but I had to comment. People have several opinions to the gospel, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
You've heard people who say, are you people in church this morning? Don't be dull, you know. In the school of ministry, I said there's a way you receive the word.
Yes,
can you people remember?
Yes, sir.
It's the way you sit down and you start sleeping. Especially because of the atmosphere today. It's very conducive for sleep. You say, let me just rest 1 hour before I pray. Early this morning, if you wanted to pray early this morning, say, let me just rest 1 hour. Then I'll pray. If you just check the time, it's 2:08. Very conducive for sleep. So sit on your toes. They are the tip of your chair. Concentrate.
Yes, sir.
The dear lady, very young, wonderful lady doing great things for God, I suggest. Because I don't really know her, but from what I saw on her profile, she should be doing great things for God. She posted on how that her personal opinion, like I'm saying about the gospel now, people have personal opinion about the gospel. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
But do you know that, interestingly, your personal opinion does not matter?
Yes,
If somebody personally thinks you are a girl when you are a boy, does that opinion matter? If somebody thinks you are a gala while you are a thief, does his opinion matter? From my own opinion is that this guy is supposed to be an Idoma person. But he's a gala. And he's bringing some facts. See, for instance, see that mark. It's only Idoma that have that dotted mark. Blah, 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 blah. But the guy is what? A gala. A lot of times our personal opinion, sometimes I feel people just want to, you know, in a bid to silence other people's opinion, you know, or I feel a lot of times it's even pride manifesting. Alright? Instead of really opening your heart to learning, then you say, my own personal opinion is this, because you are not ready to listen to the truth. A lot of times, I had one experience one time. I don't know if my wife can remember. Someone very close to her asked me a question. And she was like, I think from my knowledge of the person, you should just answer it like this, Pastor Simon. And I smiled. I said, no. My spirit said, this is how I should answer it rather. She said, no, I know this person. Answer it like this, sir. I said, no. My spirit again said, no, I should rather answer like this. Because the person asked the question. You know, a lot of times when people ask questions, they have deeper interest than the questions they are asking. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? And if you are not really discerning, you may not truly see those their deeper intentions. For instance, when they asked Jesus a question, the Pharisees, they had different intentions. Most times they asked Jesus a question. The Bible will say Jesus will calculate and say, if I say like this, no, do like this. If I say, are you people getting what I'm trying to say? If Jesus never said all of those discernment, we would have not known we are reading. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? And that ability is in everybody as a Christian by the Holy Spirit. So I said to her, from what I've discerned, this is why this lady is asking this, and I'm going to answer like this. And when I did that surprisingly other question, to prove that that was not the only interest, I was. And I don't mean to start service like this, but you see, many women have a problem with submission. Many women, they don't even know what submission means. They don't understand submission a bit. Many, in fact, even a lot of Christian women who think they understand submission, they don't understand submission. They don't truly understand submission, especially until they most time get into a relationship or marriage. You know, one time I was reading the Bible, it says, be like your mother, Abraham, who called Sarah, who called Abraham Lord. Many people don't quote those scriptures. He said, be like your mother. You know, we say father of faith. We don't like to talk about mother of faith. You, they did not put your name anything in tag faith. They called the woman who is a mother of faith and they said, be like her. It was Paul that was speaking. He said, be like your mother, Abraham, who called what? Sarah, sorry, who called Abraham Lord. See, we call a man Lord. Say, hey! I beg go. I don't know if you tried that rubbish show. Make I call this one Lord. This fish. They don't understand submission. Your husband is talking, you want to bring your own point while he's talking. I say you are a wife. While he's talking, you want to talk your own. So no, stop, we got it wrong here. That's not submission. Submission entails that you keep your mouth shut. Whether I say the right or wrong thing, and when he's done and permits you, you don't talk when he's even done, no. Say, at least you are seeing the spirit now. Are you seeing it? Are you observing what is happening around? The demon is manifesting. Say, prophet, what are you saying this morning? Teach us the word and go home. Why are you disturbing us this morning? I mean, he's saying, and you know, while he's saying it, just like our parents, have your mother ever narrated what happened in the house before you, while your father was not around, to your father when he came back? Huh? Did you remember all the things she added to the story? Then you now dare to talk that, no, you are getting it wrong, mommy. No, no, no. What will your father tell you? Are you stupid? Are you saying your mother is lying? What's your response? Yes, sir, she got this one wrong. You are dead. A lot of times your dad even knows that your mother is adding colors to the story. He knows. But he wants you to keep your mouth shut as a good child. God. I will call Treasure's mother today. After office, come to my after this place, come to my office. Your mother must hear the story today. This one has they called me and said, I've given you this boy, and this boy is coming late to church. That's what they called. They called me and said, Pastor, I have given you. They cannot give you me and you'll be coming to church this kind of time. It's not possible. All of you that your mothers and father called me and said, I've given you me. In fact, see me after church. We need to put more rigorous strategies for you. Because your own case is special. There are many women, they don't have any clue about submission. Nothing. See, if you are dating a man, be observing him. If he's not somebody that can talk to you and you listen, don't marry him. Observe him very well. If it's not somebody you think you can listen to, don't marry him. Whether you are very spiritual, very spiritual, God Almighty does not break leadership structure. There are many things God will not do through you in the home. He will start from the man. And you are most unfortunate when you marry a man who does not even connect to God. But in case he is a Christian, if you have weighed his Christianity and said, this one I cannot submit to the dealings of God from him. I don't even trust whatever he knows from God. Don't marry that person. But should in case you marry, understand that a lot of things that God will want to do in your life, in that home, he will do it through leadership. He will follow God. God adores leadership structure. Even when God wanted Moses to go and take the children of Israel from Egypt, he told him first to go and meet Pharaoh. He did not tell him to go and carry them and start running. You see, even in the negative realm, you see how he did it. Go and confront Pharaoh first. Meet him and tell him, I want, you see. He didn't create that leadership, but he told Moses to go and meet Pharaoh. You saw how he squeezed some kind of honor for the Pharisees. We read it last 2 weeks or thereabout. He said, as long as they sit on Moses' throne or seat, right? He said, respect them. I don't know I had to start with this. I believe it's for a purpose. Many women don't understand submission. They just want to talk. They want to talk their mind. And a lot of times, if you are not discerning as a man of God, as a Christian, you will fall a prey to the devil. Listen carefully. The Bible had said, it said, firstly, do not listen to the counsel of the ungodly. That one is one side. Secondly, somebody is not a pastor. She is giving you marriage counsel. Somebody who is not experienced giving you marriage counseling. You meet a young girl like yourself online and you are asking them about your marriage. Certain people are not qualified to counsel you. We are in a world where people are not ready to endure any small thing, leave. When I saw the post, I felt really irritated because I presume she said, from my writing, she said, based on several questions asked me in my inbox. That simply means some of these people who ask the question, I'm married. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? They are married. Everybody wants to, you know, I was confronted not so long with one of my people who was married not so long and said, mother-in-law, blah, blah, blah. I heard all the stories. I just smiled. I said, well, so what do you want to do now? He said, we don't know, sir. In fact, the young man too was getting angry. He said, I don't know why my mother is doing like this. Supporting, staying with his wife. Two of them, they don't like why his own mother is doing. They are fuming, you know. Oh. I said, so what do you want to do? He said, sir, we don't know. I have to confront my mother. I said, you are dead. before you even confront, you have died. I said, that's the greatest mistake you can ever make. I told him. He said, so what should I do? I said, listen carefully. What is your mother assuming? She feel like now, as I'm married to this person, I will not be looking at her direction again. I'll not be caring for the family again. I said, beautiful. Go home now and buy them big something. Sister, we just got married. I said, yes. Take like 40K, 50K, do something powerful. He now went there and bought fuel and fuel gen. The kind of praise he started getting, he was so shocked. The mother personally called him. Now she wants to see mother, she wants to see daughter-in-law. Ah, it's my daughter. Things have changed all of a sudden. So simple. You want to fight? 2 days in marriage, that's how they used to think. As a lady, when you marry, because the question is that when the in-laws have a problem with you, you should not say if you want to marry a family like the family members do not like you, don't marry. Because you are marrying the man and the what? Family. So if the family hates you, leave the man. How many of you believe it's okay? Let me know how many crazy people are here. Okay. Listen carefully. Listen. That's where we start from, the opinion. And according to what she says, according to my opinion. And if you see the tale of her writing, she sounded so arrogant. She said, if for some of you who think that you should end not marrying that person is fulfilling your destiny as a Christian, carry your uniform, soldier uniform, and fight the battle. So arrogant. I hope you know God can say this is your husband, the mother will not like you. Listen to me. I know it's mother that is to pay you people more, not father. Say, mother like me, father don't like me, still the okay, but when mother don't like me, I don't go marry. A lot of times, ladies that talk like that are indisciplined. They are stubborn. How do I explain it? Strong head. If you check such ladies, even their mother can't talk to them. You better be warming up. It's not every mother-in-law that will like you immediately. Especially because of how you look, self, the way you do makeup. When they look at you, they judge you from the outer. Say, who you want to marry? Where everywhere in a red. Which kind of person is this one? And they don't know you pray in tongues. But they judge you from whatever they are seeing. They are used to rapper and everything. You wear one kind of trouser. They saw you and your son. Sir, this one will kill Peter. Oh. They judge you. And don't think too far. Even you, when you become a mother, you will understand what it means to watch your son do the right thing, to ensure your son do the right thing. You raise a child up, he became big, grown up, successful. Now he wants to marry. You now say, choose anybody you want. You that know your gender more than everybody. That's why women are very careful, because they know themselves. Say, Peter, you want to marry like this, don't marry, blah, blah. They will be suspected because they know what women can do. Your mother, most times, they know they control the house. In fact, a lot of times, they control who your father sends money to. Say, they know that another law wants to enter the family. And if this one take my son, I will not see one naira from my son. But over time, if you prove yourself as a lady, if you are humble and prove yourself, you may be surprised how things will turn around so fast. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Don't just say, I'm beefing mother-in-law. Mother-in-law, you are finished. You cannot beef mother-in-law. The hardest decision a young man can make is to choose between his mother and you. See, forget that they are lying to you, that you are the egg that have ever... Forget all those lines. Young men seated here, whether they have lied to you or not, whether it's I love you past my mama, is take it from me, your pastor. The hardest decision any young man seated here can do is to choose between his mother and you. He will tell you, you are the sugar in my tea, you are the... But when you now consciously fight the mother, a point will come. You say, oh, I choose. You'll be so shocked that day. Let me tell you the proof that you are not the one that is choosing. When you say choose, and he say, I would rather walk away, he has chosen his mother. Are you beginning what I'm trying to say? When he said, I would rather walk away, understand this truth. Hallelujah to Jesus. There is no foolish man, any wise man, no wise man will get you married to his family and allow the family to disrespect you. No. Especially when you are sure that man is the one God wants you to marry. He will protect you. And as you are leading well, behaving well in that home, before you know it, everybody will like you. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Everybody will like you. Don't be planning, I don't want to marry that boy. He's a daddy's, he's a mommy's boy. Why don't you want to marry Oche? Oche is a mommy's boy. Him and his mother are too close. I don't know if he marry him. You want to marry somebody that him and the mother are far. You are a devil. Before you enter the home, you are a devil, a principality. It means that you don't even mean that young man well. How do you want to marry somebody who is not close to the mother? Say, now mommy's boy. The mother could control her. That kind of marriage now, if I enter, the mother could control wait till we chop. A thief thinks everybody is a thief. Do you know what I mean by that? You will do it. That's why you think they are doing it for you now. I want to assure you, most mommy boys are the best husbands. Are you hearing? What is smelling? The thing I said, bah? Alright, may God give you a boy that is not mommy's boy. Say amen. You see, the ones that shouted amen have rejected each other. They fold their mouth. You see, so if people don't want anybody that is not mommy's boy, you want all your sons to be mommy's boy. You see how life is? Oh, I forgot. Let me leave that side. Judge for yourself. Wickedness. Wickedness in the hearts of men. You don't want to marry a mommy's boy, yet you want a mommy's boy. Sorry, in the hearts of women. Thank you. They say, sorry, Pastor, in the hearts of women, not in the hearts of men. All right, God's agenda. I hope you learned something there. Some people, listen carefully. Don't go to Facebook. Let ladies, single ladies, or ladies who are just... You know, there are these ladies who don't have a local church. They just got married and they are posting online. They are not the ones that should give you relationship counsel. Are you listening to me? You may think it's beef. It's not beef. Or even counsel for life. You know, there was one time in church, they said some ladies join one group. I got the report. They joined a group. They call them Gems, Fire Gems. I be Gems, Fire. I be something like that. Kingdom Gems. Blazing what? Blazing Diamonds. Something like that. They have all those beautiful names. Or Kingdom Gems. And what they do is that they don't have local churches. Or they probably have local churches. So they are praying in the group. And the set lady there will be giving them some algorithm of prayer. So we're going to pray by 1 p.m. We're going to pray by 8 p.m. Okay, we'll gather every end of the month by 6 p.m. So you have a local church. How do you fit in there? A lot of time people just like to break order. You don't know that it's the devil that is doing that. Ah? Talk to me, church. You don't know. Satan is the author of confusion. Before we go even very, very deep, Acts 20 from verse 26. I think Paul had a good way to explain this to us. Therefore, I testify to you that this day that I am innocent of the blood of all men. Next part of scripture. For I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God. Next part of scripture. Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. He's speaking to pastors. To shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. Next part of scripture. For I know this, that after my departure, he said what? Will what? Not what? Give me in the TPT. Can we have it in the TPT? I know that after I leave, imposters who have no loyalty to the flock which
come among you like savage wolves. You see? They don't care about the flocks. Next part of scripture. See what they'll do. He said, when I leave. See the power of having the right person in an organization. Paul said, when I leave, they will come. Hey, Chodis, are you people learning something here? He said, even some from among your very own ranks will what? Rise up, twisting the truth to seduce people into following them instead of Jesus. Give me the NLT. Very literal. Even some men from your own group, you see that? Your own group's department in church will rise up and distort the truth in order to draw a following. There are some people that like trouble in church. The church of Christ, so that's where they like trouble. When people are doing the right thing, they don't want to do the right thing. In fact, some of them just grew in that pride all of a sudden. Small, small children in church. People you watch growing. They've grown to a point now when they are sharing ministry materials, they cannot share. And you think it's wrong if they correct you. Who are you not to be corrected? When did you even start growing spiritually? And who told you that you have reached the apex of growth? Now I'm not talking about people joining us for the first time. These are things you got to consider. It paints a picture that your heart is getting dirty. Are you listening to me? You know, when you grow up to a point that the place or the persons or the atmosphere, the organization that brought out value in your life, you want to now have a problem with that organization, you have a dirty life already. Ungrateful people is a proof they are becoming wicked. The Bible says God is not evil to forget. When you forget whatever God has done for you through an individual, an organization, and start behaving anyhow all of a sudden, it is a proof that you have become evil. Your heart has been distorted. When you know, being very literal, right now in the body of Christ, maybe people who are not so familiar with the body of Christ may not understand what I'm saying. We're in an age where ungratefulness is at its peak. When you talk about honor, loyalty, people don't want to relate with it more than when you talk about distorting things, when you talk about division, they are more excited. Who believe that we'll come to an age where we'll say spiritual father, or people will say, no, I'd rather prefer to not have a church and not have anybody who I look up to. Who believe that we'll come to this point? Because when we were trained years ago, we were trained to understand that without looking up to God through somebody he has put in charge of us, we can never become anything prominent. But we're in a generation now that they don't value all those kind of things. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you together? I'm trying to say, even as a human being, a regular human being, you people are experiencing it. Have you had people who you give 2,000, they now, next time, can you give me 5,000? And you say, I don't have. Then they now have a problem with you. Have you seen people like that? They feel they have the right. Watch your heart, oh. I'm not joking. I'm being serious. Paul speaking to his children in the face, he said, like my little children. He added that word little intentionally. I was telling my friend, you are little. When we look at you, some of you, when you started growing, if you see how you even look, I wish you can carry the picture and show you. Now you have grown today. Say, do like this. I'd rather do like this. I understand that. You understand what? You that did not know north from west. And you are thinking that when you misbehave, you know, when you see people misbehave and go out there and are behaving well, I always say, I don't know if Ken can remember, our skipo, he said I should not call him skipo, I should call him coach, our coach in our feed. You know, one time I was advising them, I said something like this, you are playing football here, when they finish football, you will go and stand far, you cannot sit down and let them talk to you. Some of us who their bank account is not close to our own, we'll sit down and be watching a young person talk to us. Because we many years ago, we were taught that this is how football should be. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? It has become part of our culture. There's a good footballer. When you are done with training, I'm telling you, no matter who you are, you sit on the ground, let the coach talk to you. That's how we're trained. Then you see some people who are trusting God to walk to play in Lobby Stars. Not even Lobby Stars, just Benue League. They've not gone anywhere. Probably somebody invited them for one trial. We now heard they went for a trial. They come back now. They can't sit on the account balance 0.0. Even the trial, they needed to trust God to get the transport to go for the trial. Now they came back. Nobody can talk to them again. They are talking. The coach is talking. They are far, making call. And I was telling them the other day. I said, when you go to Lobistas, whatever, for trial now, you will finish training and lie on the ground. Saying, sir, I honor you, sir. You see, God is very wonderful. See what he said. He said, God is very just in that what a man sows, he will reap. He will reap what you do. God sees, knows hypocrite. You cannot be behaving well there and be behaving wrongly here. You must have a track record in the realm of the spirit. Are you listening to me? And I told them that day, I said, the hypocrisy you are doing here, if you go there, they will not pick you. Because you are a hypocrite. Learn this. You are in the choir now, your MD said, do like this, you will not do. You now meet Moses Bliss tomorrow, you lie down on the ground. You are a hypocrite. A dirty hypocrite. Before God, I wonder, I wish one day God would just open it, come to the earth, say, look at how I see things. And just, maybe some people, they don't even believe the Bible. They just read it. They don't believe it. Else they will not be behaving the way they behave. They say, back up. They've allowed you to sing. You know, sometimes, while I don't want Mike to enter people's hand easily, is because if you allow it too early, they will become foolish. I tell you the truth. Even opening prayer, if you observe, I used to reduce, I would say, strong gifts. You think you are humbled. When you take like 5 opening prayer, you will think you are not man of God. When you see your picture with Mike, it can kill you. It's part of the training. Where I grew up, before you take opening prayer, you would have really seen Jesus and encountered. I mean, you will encounter, you'll be telling your encounter, they'll say, yeah, true. Well, nice one. When you finish, sit down and pray. It takes like 10 years when you're almost forgetting, they say, come and lead opening prayer. That day, you will dress your best. You will appreciate everybody. I want to appreciate everybody for the privilege to lead opening prayer. I want to thank you people. It's not easy. I thank you for recognizing the grace of my life. To everybody lift your hands now. Let's pray. And you will truly sense the anointing. They tell somebody lead opening prayer. He's eating akpu in the morning. Why? He doesn't have regard for the things of God. You are leading worship. He is playing before he came to church. He did not fast and pray. Those days they tell us we are leading worship. Prophet Solomon would say, Simon, you are leading worship on Sunday. Let's feel the presence. You are being warned. Make sure we truly feel the anointing. This one is not come and lead what you want to lead and go. Mm-mm. They must feel it. They are not feeling it. They will call you after. What is happening to you? Simple question. Nobody is. What slogans like secret place? No, they lie. I tell you the truth. Sometimes I sit here, I call the MD. I say, these people, let them not sing. They are not praying. I tell him. Because truly they are not. You are leading song one day. Your second now, they say you should come and lead. That one has not led before. They now say, you back up. Back up now. You are not backing up with truth. See, open your mouth. As the guy is leading very well and the anointing is strong, you're smiling. You're like, ah, you guys try. Lead. You're maintaining your steeze. Now, Moses, please come to our church. They say, go and back up. You know, then when they say, I was privileged today. You're putting the picture online. I was privileged today to back up the superstar, Moses, please. You are a hypocrite. We that have been here, we know you. You see, when you run and go out there and people think you are a good person, we your fathers and mothers in the faith, we your brothers and sisters in the faith, we know you. They don't know you first. You go still show yourself there. They will soon see you. Character, no, they lie. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? You can pretend for a while. One day you forget that you forget to pretend. You now act. You now say, hey, now what do you do for that place where you rob me that? Sometimes it will take 2 years. Are you listening to me? Everybody be humble. Tell your neighbor, be humble. Be humble. In life, you have to be humble. I've even told you with secular works that you are doing. If your boss is not a Christian, it does not mean that you should disrespect the boss. I taught you guys here. Learn to honor everybody. It attracts favor. We pray in tongues. Bah, 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 bah. Your boss is coming. Bless you, sir. Bless who, sir? Are you mad? You are declaring the blessing on him. Instead of saying good afternoon, sir, I say bless you, sir. He will say amen. No problem now. Well done, sir. Yes. And, you know, because we teach and say as spiritual vessels, we are the ones sustaining every system, will find our place. You know, say, I know I'm the one keeping this company. They don't know. They don't know. I know. Anybody that comes and bless you, we are the pillars. We are the ark. Your ark does not mean you should be announcing it. If you are truly ark, you will not even talk about it. They will notice it. They will notice the grace of God on your life. You cannot be hidden. No. If you are light, no matter where you are, they will see you. I always tell singers, you want to show that you can sing. That is why you cannot stay in a local church again. Everywhere. It's not by running everywhere like you don't have a base. Sit down. One day somebody will be watching live stream and you just see the way you are singing. That's all. So I need to go where things are happening. And Satan happens to them most times. This is God speaking. I truly didn't plan to talk in this manner. You know, this morning I had to... You are my children in the faith, so why will I be hiding somebody? I had to even message somebody. He posted everything. This one, that one, that one on his status. I've been observing for almost 1-2 months. Doesn't post anything about flyer. This is somebody I saw the first day he came to this church. Everything about his life is what God did for him here. Now you cannot even post flyer in church again. You have grown too much. We should not be talking about things like this, but sometimes you need to learn, because sometimes you assume growth. You think growth means you should be foolish. Like now, as I'm a pastor now, my father cannot talk to me again. Is that what I'm trying to say? Is that how life should be? I mean, I go to my father's place. When I see him walking, I assist him walk. As I'm here now, Simon. He does not have comma if he wants to send me. There's no comma. This prophet, he will not go. He knows he can send me anywhere. Are you listening to me? God does not mean you should be foolish. Are you listening? God does not mean you should be foolish. Say, I've grown now. Nobody can talk to me. I've grown now. I cannot do it. I have grown now. Especially for where give you value. You have to listen. You have to listen. As pastors, we see a lot too. I don't want to go into that because another big discussion. We see a lot as pastors. One time with my wife, we were discussing. She couldn't believe it. I just told her, forget about it. You can spend your whole life interceding for somebody. When the person is done, they will not even come back to say thank you. Thank you. They can't. Interceding. We don't even want the monetary. I've never told anybody in this church, come and give me money. I will never do it. Pastor, it's not having rent. Nobody knows when I pay my rent in this church. Nobody. Nobody knows when I do anything I want to do in this church. I've never announced it. It's not church project. So we don't deserve some of this foolish dishonor, act of dishonor. Are you all listening to me? We don't deserve it. You'll be wise. If not, if we don't tell you, you will allow Satan to destroy you. Because God cannot see where he gave you value. You neglecting, disrespecting where he gave you value, and he will bless you. Let's be realistic. He will not bless you. The Bible says when the parents restrict the rod of correction, he said the child goes into the path of death. You are going into the path of failure. We have to talk to you. Paul speaking. First Corinthians 4, 2 Corinthians 4. He said, I wish I can see you so that I can raise my voices at you, my little children. That's what he said. He said, though you have many tutors, you don't have many fathers. He said, you have one father. Hallelujah to Jesus. And he corrected their mentality. Somebody is pastoring you for years. You met somebody online. He's not teaching you, telling you something that is more important than where they are pastoring you. Which food makes somebody grow? Is it the one he eats in party or the one he eats at home? Huh? Who has survived? Who here grew on food they ate on birthdays, birthdays and parties? See, the food why they eat for birthday and party now make me who I am. Let your mother curse you now. No matter what your mother has been giving you, that's what determined you today. Am I saying the right thing? No matter the food, it's not party food. They can be delicious for the moment. I mean, you go to a party, you see fried rice. You can't remember when last you ate fried rice. But it's not fried rice that makes you to grow. You go back to your meal and cooker. As you are eating it every day, meal and cooker will be showing your life. A word is enough for the wise. You got to wake up. Luke 4:43. And he said to them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities, for therefore I am sent. For this purpose I have been sent. What is God's agenda? A kingdom. Everybody say a kingdom. What is a kingdom? In Luke 6:10, he explained that. Let's see Luke 6 from verse 10. Is it Matthew 6 or Luke 6? Matthew 6 from verse 10. Matthew 6. It said, my kingdom come when my will be done on earth as it is done where? In heaven. What is kingdom? We had seen that Jesus said in Luke 4:43, he said, my purpose on the earth is to preach the kingdom toward every city. Paul built on this mission. The Bible said, Jesus speaking, he said, as the Father sent me, send I you. As the Father sent me, meaning if Jesus preached the kingdom, we ought to what? Preach the kingdom. And the kingdom is that God's will be done on earth as it is done where? In heaven. The proof that his kingdom has come is that his will is working on earth 100% like it is working in heaven yet alone. Are we together? Please everybody pay attention. This is very important. And that is why we saw in Matthew, same Matthew, Jesus speaking in Matthew 6, I suppose, he said you should seek first the kingdom. Can you remember that part of scripture? He said seek what? First the kingdom and its righteousness, the way it works. He said then every other good thing that the Gentiles seek will be added unto you. Now I want to explain further what seek means from the original word in Greek. Seek there means to really desire. To desire. It means to pursue from the root word. It also means to understand. To desire, to pursue, to what? Understand. So, desire first the kingdom, pursue first the kingdom, and understand first the kingdom. Then he said every other good thing will be added. Now listen carefully. Why he said seek first is because he knows that there are other things that we are supposed to seek also on the face of the earth. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? There are other things that have the potency to take our mind. For instance, money through our business. Money through our jobs. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? There's a way you honor money so much you don't joke with your job. And it's good that you don't joke with your job. But not at the detriment of understanding the kingdom. There are people who don't care to miss church, even Sunday service, for their job. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? Jesus is like, you are pursuing these things like people who don't have a religion. Pagans. They don't have a religion. He said you are behaving like them. When you leave kingdom first, and you are seeking other things more than kingdom. He's not saying don't seek business. Don't go to work. He's saying what should be most important is your desire for the kingdom. Your desire to understand the kingdom. He said if you understand the kingdom vividly, he said through the understanding of that kingdom, every other word, good thing will be added unto you. Now, he gave a parable of the kingdom somewhere in scripture in Matthew. He said the kingdom of God is like somebody who was looking for precious pearls. Are you get what I'm trying to say? Can you remember that parable? He said, and because of that pearl, he was ready to give everything he has just to get that precious pearl. He's painting a picture now. Why would somebody be ready to lose everything he has to get one thing? It's because that one thing that he will eventually get will get him everything he's looking for. Are you people getting me this wonderful money? That one thing, for instance, what will I use now? Who wants a child in this place? Who wants a child? Who wants to have children eventually? You know, as I say, a child, people are just, what's the pastor, is it now? No. Eventually, who wants children? God is watching people. Some of you are not raising your hand. You don't want children? And some people, it's like they are sincere. They don't truly want children. If you want children, wave your hand and give God praise. So that he will remember that you raise your hand. All right. Amen. I did not see Ken raise his hand. Okay. It's important. Now, how do you get children? Stand up now, for instance. Pastor Emma, your answer is too deep. Calm down. I've not reached that part of your answer yet. You want children? Go and get children. Let me see now. You can't get a child except you have a wife. So what's the source of having children? A wife. And for a woman, her husband. I know some of you are saying, Pastor, you don't know one new technology. Where you just sit down and carry this thing and put it inside your stomach. You don't even know the man. Well, the truth is that there was still a man involved. Where do they produce sperm in this world? No, tell me outside man, where do they produce? In Jamaica? They used to join Akamwa what? No. They don't produce anywhere. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to explain to you? It comes from a man. The ones you buy, some people you know have bought. You see, everybody has a father in this world, whether they know their father or not. Some of you don't be wicked, say, no, I don't want a man, I'll just go, I don't want the man. The man will time you. Most of these men are timing you. Say, doctor, I will pay you 1 million. Tell me the person that bought my own. One day you see one man appear in the house and say, give me my child. Do DNA. Blah, blah, blah. You carry a child. And if you don't know the father, one day the child will ask you, who is my father? You say, no, it's IVF. You were bought with $1 million. That child may tell you your father. So those things, they have disadvantage. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to explain? Don't be looking at those sites. Are you listening to me? If you want a child, you have to get married. So what is the source of getting a child for this man? He has to get married. He has to have a wife. And then he will have the desire of his heart, which is children. Now, Jesus is telling us the same thing here. Go back to a few verses. Let's see verse 30. See what he said. He said, now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? God wants to do a lot of things for you. And see the comparison. Hey church, are you here? Can you shake your neighbor and say, be here please? If God so clothes the grass, you see this thing used to remove from your house. Grass not full my house. The Bible says God takes care of the grass you are removing. If he so clothes the grass of the field, which today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you? O you of little faith. Next part of scripture. Therefore do not worry saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? That should not take over your mind. Don't allow those things to take over your mind. Next part of scripture. You know, some people think you don't get money in God. You see, he said, don't worry about those things. Food, workload, don't worry about it. He said, for after all these things, the Gentiles, those that don't know God, he said, leave them to be pursuing those things. He said, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. Now, listen carefully, people of God. This doesn't mean you should neglect your business Listen carefully. Like you saw God saying, he says, seek first. Meaning the most important thing you should seek is what? Kingdom. You have a lot of things to seek, but the most important you should seek, and I say one of the words for seek is to what? Understand. To pursue. To desire. Are you listening to me? Should be the kingdom. He said, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. Next part of scripture. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. He did not say you will not get the things. He said, and all these things shall be what? Added to you. Now listen carefully. He had said to us that he closed the grass. If you read a few verses before now, he will tell you a lot of things he does. He mentioned many other examples. Now remember what that parable said. He said, because of that precious pearl, the person that was looking for it sold everything he had so that he would look for that precious pearl. Why? He knows that that pearl is the source of owning everything he desires eventually. Just like you cannot have children without having a woman or a man. It's not possible. God is like, the source of everything in this world is my kingdom. Did you catch what I just said now? That if you understand my kingdom, you can get anything. See, for instance, what he told us in 2 Peter. I don't think you got what I'm saying yet. I truly don't think so. 2 Peter 1. I want everybody to read. Literally in KJV. Simon Peter, a servant of the apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Next part of scripture, it says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus. You see something here? You see how grace and peace get multiplied, right? Through what? Knowledge. Meaning as I'm teaching now, there's a multiplication of grace. Next part of scripture, it then says, according as his divine power had given unto us all things, not some things, all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him. Listen, I heard a story yesterday while listening to one of my mentors online, my role model. He's late. He said, many years ago, as a Christian, serving the Lord faithfully in the ministry, his mother was about to die. Yes, dying before his very eyes. And while she was about to die, he tried all the prayer, all the things he knows, everything he knew, and his mother would not be fine. In fact, she was becoming worse. How many of you have been there? True. I tell you. I mean, you tried everything you had, and nothing is working. See, understanding is powerful. If you understand first the kingdom, everything, are you listening to me? Will be added unto you. I tell you the truth. And he said one day he was frustrated. He now knelt down before God, not to pray, to pour out his frustration to God. He said, God, if I'm serving you, why is this here happening to me? Why is my mother? What would people say? And while he was crying, Jesus appeared to him. And he told him, he said, you are calling those things to come. You are trying to get them. They are already available. True life story. He said, all these things you are looking for are already before you. He said, so how do I pray? He said, thank me that they are here. Don't be begging me to give them to you, for I've already given them unto you. This is a simple word, though. He said he felt lightened up for the first time in a long time. He went back to the hospital, laid his hands on his mom and thanked the Lord that the mother was well. The next day, the mother asked for her favorite soup. 2 weeks later, the mother left the hospital. You see, as we're saying this thing, it doesn't look like it makes sense. You see, long stretch prayers is very important too. I believe in long prayers. But you can pray long prayers that is unfruitful if you don't have understanding. Little wonder Jesus said, the disciples said, teach us how to pray. Meaning there is a right way to pray. And there are wrong ways to what? Pray. If you pray long, wrongly, it doesn't make any sense. It will not bring any change. Speed is not an advantage if you are in the wrong direction. It does not be. There's no advantage there. You know, I prayed 20 hours. Did you pray rightly? It is possible. Now, 20 hours can be a blessing if you know what you are doing. Are you able to get what I'm trying to explain to you? It can be a waste of time if you don't know what you are doing. In fact, Paul in 1 Corinthians 13 called prayer. He said it is possible to, for you to be a clanging cymbal if you don't know something while you are praying. Can you remember 1 Corinthians 13? He said it is possible that you are just a clanging cymbal. You are just making noise if you don't know, have understanding before you started praying. That hits me so much. I tell you, sometimes we see people who lose people that are dear to them. And a lot of times we are tempted to arrange the gospel in a way that suits their situation. But I tell you every time, God is good. Every time, Kenyon said, every time there's a problem, it is not God's fault, it is man's fault. Man wrongly applied the wisdom of God, or did not even apply at all. I tell you the truth. Not trying to brag. I've seen many times Satan try to enter into my home. I've seen many times. Michael is there. Remember one time my dad was behaving like he was mentally unstable. My sound dad, who finished the military so sound and strong. One day we came and I saw he wanted to eat boiled yam with oil. And the thing fell from his hand. His hand was shaking. It was literally in his old cloth with oil. I did not show any emotion. I stood up like I did not see what was happening. I went to my room and I locked the doors. And I began to speak to that devil. I spoke to Satan and I told him, leave that body now. In the name of Jesus, wherever you are coming from, be scattered. Be set on fire. Thank you, Lord, for I've received the healing now. The next morning, they say, is super sound. Super sound. Listen now. I seek first the kingdom. Now what? Every other good thing is added. You've heard me say this thing. Not trying to brag. Aliko Dangote, he said it so I can say it. He said he lost his brother. Even after bringing the best doctor. Sometimes you think it's because you lack money. There are things that money cannot buy. That's why we're saying seek first the kingdom. He said he tried the best doctors. You know how wealthy that man is? I think he's the wealthiest black man, if I'm not mistaken. He brought the best. They flew in. The brother still died. And he said that was one of the worst point of his life. He found that money, there are things. He was saying it that there are a lot of things money cannot. He found that sometimes he's wondering if money is really the most relevant thing in the world. Because he thought money can solve his problem. And now money did not solve his problem. You know, this way we come in as Christians and preach the gospel. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? He couldn't. Now, another story of Benny Hinn. Donnie McLaughlin was the one sharing the story one time while he was singing. He said, I don't know if it's his brother or something, but the brother, they had a heart surgery and he died. The doctor's man came out and said, sorry, we lost him, blah, 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 blah. Please listen to me carefully. This will change your life forever. He said, we lost the boy, blah, 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 blah. And Donnie McLaughlin, everybody, you know, their spirit just died immediately. But he just wanted to report back to Pastor Benny. And he called Pastor Benny and said, sorry, sir, the boy you prayed for, blah, blah, blah. We lost him, blah, blah, blah. The operation did not go well. And he said, they're about to seal the heart, seal the body and just take the corpse to the mortuary. And Pastor Benny, he felt an anointing upon him. He said, no, tell them to remove the heart and put it back. With no questions. He said, yes, sir. He told the doctors, he said, my pastor said, put the heart back. Put it back. He said, no, he's dead. No impulse, nothing. He said, my pastor said, put it back. They put the back. He said, sir, tell them to press. He said, press the stomach. They press. Okay, let's do what the young man said, so that he'll be satisfied that his brother have died. Do you understand? They press. And when they were pressing, the young man sneezed. He came back to life. Now, this one money cannot buy. You will not understand. You know, when we say this thing, it sounds like lie. And I lie, oh, and I lie, they lie. It's when you, listen carefully, when you lose somebody dear to you, somebody came to the hospital one time with Avella, one lady who had a child in the prayer department. The woman was shouting in her room. Naked, I had to run away. She was crying naked in the room when they said she lost a little baby. It's a lie. It's a lie. She opened up. Everybody ran away. Only women could stay there. We all ran away. While we're outside, guess what he came and told us? The boy is back to life. What was she saying? God, you cannot take this boy. It's not possible. If you are God, let this boy. She was speaking to her child to come back to life. He came back to life. This is not something. I was there. When they told me, I said, now, wow. The truth is that if your faith is as little as a mustard seed, it's not about the little. If you can say, the way God is so powerful, small strength like this, small pin of his strength, if you try to use it, it will give you a miracle. Small. That is why you see unbelievers in their sins still receive miracles from God. Isn't this your spirituality? Value it, oh. You will find out that it is all you need. You see what the Bible says here? According to his divine power, he had given us all things that pertain unto what? Let's see it in the TPT. There's a beautiful way it's read in the TPT. It says, everything we could ever need for life and complete devotion to God has already been deposited in us by his divine power. Everything we could ever need for life. God was not exaggerating when he said this. Anything you need for this life is God's kingdom. That is why he says, seek first the kingdom. And we see there's a correlation between this scripture and Matthew 6. He said, everything we can need for life and devotion to God has been given to us by his divine power. He said, for all this was lavished upon us through the rich experience of knowing him who has called us by name and invited us to come to him through a glorious manifestation of his goodness. In the KJV, so that it's so easy to understand. KJV. No, the NKJV. It says, as his divine power has given us all things appertaining to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him, what called us, by what? Remember, he said to seek first. One of the words to seek there simply means what? Understand. So if it's not knowledge, how do you understand? If you understand Christ Jesus, it is you seeking the kingdom first. When you understand Christ Jesus, you have the kingdom. You know what Jesus said to some of the 12? He said, some of you standing here will not die until you see the kingdom of God in his glory and power. That was the transfiguration. When he transfigured as the Christos before them, you know, there was Moses and there was what? Elijah by the side. Two people saw him. Is it two or three of them? They saw him. And they saw how he was glorified. Remember, that's what he said. He said, some of you standing here will not die. Are all the disciples dead? Yes. What he meant for his kingdom there was him being glorified before the people in his truest identity. Are you people get what I'm trying to explain? Because what they were seeing on the earth was not the actual Jesus. I wish you get what I'm trying to explain. Because Jesus asked the question, who do men say that I am? Meaning the true identity of Jesus was not Jesus as he was known in the flesh. And I can prove it. 2 Corinthians 5 and 16. We read all together in the Amplifier rendition. Everybody, I want you to read. One to go. From now on, we regard no one from a human point of view. According to what? Though we have what? From what? So we had known Christ from a human point of view. You see that? Who was Christ from a human point of view? Jesus, walking on the earth without him being glorified yet. He said, now we no longer know him in this way. So they had the privilege that before Jesus was resurrected, they saw Jesus transfigured on the mountain. I hear people get what I'm trying to say. In his truest identity, that was kingdom. But when we have the privilege not only to see him, but to sit together with him. He said, if you understand Jesus Christ, he said, every other thing will be added unto you. Now, he said the same thing, that something that sounds like this somewhere in through John in Paul in Romans. He said, if, for instance, I think it's Jesus that said this in one of the synoptic. He said, if I did not withhold my only begotten son to you, will I not through him freely give you all things? Will I not through him? He said, he did not withhold him, Jesus, to us. When we needed to be saved from our sins. He said, if he can give everything he has for us. Sin is the most problematic issue on the face of the earth. It was. Jesus dealt with sin. If he dealt with sin, is it money he will not give you? That's what Jesus is saying. If I remove sin from the way, is it money? What a price that can remove sin? The biggest problem on the earth was sin. Are you listening to me? I say was sin because it has been dealt with. It was sin. He dealt with sin. Now, what can finish sin cannot finish poverty. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? What can finish sin cannot finish poverty? What brought poverty? Sin. When Adam disobeyed, he left Eden. Everything Adam needed was in Eden. Now the Bible says, if anybody be in Christ, is in a new creation. In fact, according to the prophecy of the end time army, he said, before them, we the end time army, he said, a fire divorce. He said, behind us is a desolate land. He said, before us is a garden like that of Eden.
Hallelujah.
You can see that now. It means that we as individuals can have the Eden experience.
Yes,
I tell you the truth. Eden is actually spiritual, not physical. That is why nobody has ever found Eden. If you have heard that any reverend, father, pastor have ever seen Eden, they are liars. Eden is a realm of the believer, a personal realm of the believer. You know what Eden is? You have Jesus. Now every other good thing can be given unto you. I'm not lying to you as I'm saying this thing to you. I tell you, you will enter, walk in true wealth, real riches. You will touch hard earned currency, real money, while your heart is still static for God. Static for God. I mean, you are a billionaire. You see, you are still an usher.
Yes,
that's what we are talking about. You don't say, there's no time for church again. Mm-mm. That you came with your private jet and you are still leading praise in church. You came with your private jet, you are still playing drum. Yes. You are still the MD. You came with your private jet, I wanted to say limousine, it's old school. You came with your, which one is raining now? Rolls Royce. You came with your Rolls Royce. Yet you are still mopping church before service. You know, as I'm saying that, some people are wondering. You see, if you see Rolls Royce person, they clean church. Maybe smart, you know, in a humble person. Listen, before God, all this thing is not only a showcase of humility. The guy humble, he gave Rolls Royce, they clean church. God is wondering, how is her humility displayed here? What is there? Are you people getting what I'm trying to say?
Yes,
somebody said, I will not be in church, but my money will be speaking. You will be in club, your money will be speaking in church. God does not want your money first. He wants you first before your money.
Yes,
any pastor that allow people to give money without being responsible Christians, he's killing the people. And God will ask you, he will judge you. There are days I've told people in this church, tell that person not to partner. I've done it. I don't know if everybody does it. I do it. When I observe your life, they say that she's partnering, he's partnering, and behaving like this, not coming for me, shouting for, tell him not to partner again. Let him know that God does not need his money. The pastor Simon, no, let the money be moving as long as project. No, it's wrong. He will not even respect God. Let him see how that God can do without his money. I always tell people, whether you participate or not, God will do it. That's why he said that if you don't worship me, I will raise people who have no clue of this thing to do it. I always tell people, you see, as you are singing like this, snapping like this, doing this like this, your replacement is just around you. And when you see your replacement, even you admire your replacement. Say, oh boy, this one's Sabi Paspio. That's how God does it. Seek first the kingdom. Every other good things the Gentiles are seeking will be added unto you. I want to explain deeper before we just close the first service. This is another meaning to this. When you have Christ, now when you understand Christ and you have prayed in the Spirit, are you get what I'm trying to say? And you are super anointed. And listen, for instance, you are now in a situation where your mother is dying on the bed. Peter says, "Such as I have." Such as I have, I give unto you. That's a big statement. He says, such as I have, I give. Now, he didn't even have money at that point. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? He says, silver or gold, I have not. See, there are things people are looking for that money cannot give them. When you meet somebody who is crippled, is it money that will help him from stop being crippled? The Bible says Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit and power. That he went about sharing money. He went about doing good without sharing money. He was doing good. So you can do good without sharing money. What was the good he was doing? Healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Touching all that were oppressed of the devil. The anointing can take you up. But they say, no, if you don't have money in the family, there's something you can have in the family. That even people with money will be buying their head for you. It's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. A man of God was sharing his story. the mother, father-in-law said he will not marry his daughter. What kind of an irresponsible child is that will leave medicine and say he wants to enter full-time pastoring? One day, God now allows Satan to do him small thing. And when Satan dealt with him, nobody, he prayed every prayer, no healing. And the young man, before marriage, he came to visit his father-in-law. He saw the boy, but you know, there was no power to even react whether he likes the boy or not. And the boy asked the question, can I pray? Can I pray for your dad? Sir, can I pray for you just a moment? He said, yes. And he closed his eye and spoke. While he was speaking, he now binded the demon and said, get out from this body. Before he got home, they say the father was normal, behaving well. The father now asked to see him the next day. He said, when do you want to marry my daughter? Now, we have an asset in the family. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? What are you not talking about? They said, be anointed. You are saying you don't have money to marry. Be anointed. We know what we're saying, be anointed. You think any lady will see you like this with that anointing and say, no, I want to marry a Lamborghini. You look at a lady, you know, one of the ways I married, prophetic. My wife came to the church. I were declaring, I didn't know she was my wife. I said, in the name of Jesus, miracle, she got 60K. She can remember. That was her first testimony in church. She said, the father and mother just sat down during, while we're doing meeting, and said, let's just transfer something. They sent her 60K that time. Some people say it's a coincidence. Let your own coincidence happen. Let your own coincidence happen. No, it's a coincidence. They like to just make miracle look like it's nothing. Everybody, we don't have parents. Then, while I was speaking, yet she received the alert. Not only her. If you remember that meeting, there was a lady in that your compound, I think. I can't remember her name. She received. She started crying. Several people received miracle money in this town. We did it. Why did I stop it? Some people think that's the way God gives money alone. That's why I stopped. Maybe we'll do it today. Who knows? She saw the hand of God. She saw a display of the anointing. One day I asked her, why do you like me? She said, the way you know the Bible, the way you... Nothing money. No money. One naira she did not get from my hand. One naira. I'm telling you. At that time, I said, did not buy anything after the talk. I just stood up and left home. Went to my... She rather was even bringing me things. I'll be in the house, there's a gift. I'll be in the house, they bring food. Me, I'm bringing advice. I'm bringing the word. But it didn't stop there. You see, some boys now, they are happy. See, they are happy. A time came, I started buying her sewer every day, almost every day. Because money started entering more. I started buying her sewer almost every day. But when there was no money, nothing. I didn't force myself. How can you be so anointed? Like one day, courage. I heard the testimony last week. Miriam say she was sick. She now called courage. I'm not saying no, Mario. As she called courage, courage declared she fell on the phone and slept off. Fell from the phone. Don't be, have anointing. Are you listening to me? Call her brother in church. People say, what is wrong with this? There are many things wrong with me. I don't know the problem. He said, lift your hands wherever you are. In the name of Jesus, sickness vanish. She just fell. He now ended the call. She woke up the next day according to the testimony. Oh, what? I don't remember. Now she was sound in health. That kind of brother, if he say, I want to marry you, do you have any option? Somebody that spoke you into healing. Not those that will speak you into emotions. When malaria is worrying you, say, I love you, that will save you. I told you a story of a young man in Lagos, newly married. He quit his job because of ministry. Sometimes God can be so wonderful with the way he instructs us. He told him, focus on it. So the wife said, me, I will not quit. And she was still working. Now one day, he told the woman, don't go to work. I sense danger. She said, I'm feeding the family. I'm going to work, sir. So sorry, sir. Stood up and went to work. Then he started praying for her. While she was going, she entered one chance bus. While she was in the one chance, then man puts the charm on her, whatever, and she began to fuse. But he was praying, so there was a contention. You know, there was a reaction that was not supposed to be. They didn't prevail because he was praying, and they found that she was shaking and shouting, "Jesus, Jesus!" She was just shaking. And they were wondering, which kind of woman is this? She was shouting. So they just put, you know how they behave. They just pushed her to the ground and they fled. And while she was shaking, the husband just felt like calling. And he called her. And some people just gathered around. And somebody had the impetus to open her phone. And he saw, "My love, I mean my baby." He now picked the call. I said, "Oga, are you the..." He said, "Yes." "Your wife is in so-so place. She's just shaking. She entered one chance." He said, "Where?" He ran there. The wife was shaking on the ground. Nobody could touch her. They were pitying her. Yeah. The young man came, looked at his baby. Are you understanding? Yeah. Just what I'm looking at. Laid his hands and said, "In the name of Jesus, break the charm." She stood up, hugged her husband. "Thank you, my baby. Thank you, my love. Thank you." He's worthy of the name, baby. He's worthy of it. People that don't have anointing, don't call them baby. Are you listening? If you want to be called a baby, be anointed. You say you are anointed, they are calling you baby. What kind of a baby are you? Anointed baby, yes. It's true. When you seek first the kingdom, every other good. I have testimonies I can share. Plenty. That one will not finish service today. Many testimonies. Remember one time after church, the lady came that they could not find vain. If you seek first the kingdom, every other good thing. Her coming to church profited her. They could not find vain. I mean, doctors were looking for vain in hospital. Where they find vain, could not see vain. And the baby was dying. And she came after service, the anointing everywhere. I said, "What happened?" You know, I behave like a drunkard sometimes. And those days it was worse. She said, "Sir, they could not find the vein." I said, "They've seen the vein." She said, "Sir, I mean they've not seen it." I said, "Yes, they've seen it." She said, "Sir, I'm trying to report the case." I said, "Yes, but they just saw it now." And she got confused. And I clapped my hand. You know the way I do sometimes. "They just saw the vein. Hallelujah. Glory to God." She went out and called. They found the vein. They just found the vein. Somebody said, "Now coincidence, as they talk, now they coincidentally find the vein." No problem. The Bible prophesied that none of Jesus' bone will be broken. None of his bone. We did not know how that thing will happen. One unbelieving soldier, unbeliever. According to the culture, anybody that dies, break the bone. According to their culture. Somebody knows culture, looks at a man, "I will not make sure culture happens to this man." He said, "Look, this man, I don't feel we should break his bone. Let's just leave." He thought he just felt like not breaking the bone of Jesus. He never knew that it was written that none of his bones will be broken. A lot of times when favor happens, you think it's so cheap. It has been written. You have said it. And I hope you know that Jesus did not just stop at it was written. Whatever they wrote, Jesus said it. In fact, Jesus said, "Thou shalt not allow thy holy one to see corruption." They said it, they wrote it, he said it. They wrote it, he said it. It has been written so that you may what? Boldly say. This is how you enter into the kingdom. He said, "If the word does not depart from your mouth and your what? Heart." He said, "You shall make your word path prosperous." You shall have what? A settled. Never say, "I am broke." It's not pride. Never say it. Even if you don't have money, don't say, "I'm broke." I always have. I always tell Flora and Michael because they can beg me for money like this. No tomorrow. I don't get anything. Stop saying that. Even when they have, they want to lie so that they receive more. And I'm talking to some of you who are lying to your father to send you extra money for school. Kingdom cannot work in you because you are a liar. Don't think the father will ignore those lies. Say, "God, I'm a small pikin. Ignore this lie. Understand with me." You are a liar. like your father the devil. Say the truth. Say, Pastor, how about no bring this one inside? Yes, it's part of it. You understand kingdom? How do you feel as up? You can't fail. Without formation, you still pass. Formation, people, you are hearing me, ba? Say, Sister Vero, we be Christians. We are both GCMite. Let's help ourselves. Unbelievers are helping themselves. Let believers help themselves too. Believers are taking formation in class. Oh boy, raise and well now in the name of Jesus. Raise and well in Jesus' name, I beg. What shall it profit you if you all fail, my brother? You know, people can be lazy. I was writing an exam in 200 level. A lady asked me a question that made me to almost run mad. You know what she asked me as a science student? She first said, Pastor. No fear, Pastor. Inside exam hall, Pastor. Meaning she's about to ask me for answer. She called me Pastor. 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 And when I turned my face, I did it like this. She now said, Newton taught law of motion. I nearly fainted. The easiest law in sciences. If you see that lady's makeup, oh my God. If you see her wig, plenty. If you see that wig, you would think it's shining. Makeup everywhere. I was embarrassed. She was so fine. I saw her so ugly immediately. She doesn't know Newton taught law of motion. For every action, there's an equal and opposite. That's what somebody does not know. And you are in 200 level. Are you seeing that Nigeria, we're in trouble? That's somebody that government will employ one day. And it can tell you why people are ready to pay anything to have jobs. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Have you gone to offices that people's English is going northeast and northwest? But you don't know how they came to that office. But they are way to the offices. Body or money, because they are not ready to seek first the kingdom. How can you understand God and be don't know calculus? You don't know calculus. God and calculus, which one is more ambiguous? Are you listening to me?
Yes,
they say they tell somebody come and learn programming. Say he had I no go feel learner. My brain no fit carry up. Yeah, yeah, Christian. Your brain no fit carry up. Your brain. Say me and mass will not the join no, I beg you. Anything anywhere you see mass, come on my name there. As long as you are a Christian, you know all things. Are you filled with the Holy Ghost? Shout amen. There is nothing that you are ignorant about. You've not just interfaced with it. The moment they give you calculus, the moment they give you integration, any part of mass. In fact, medicine the easiest. I always tell my friends, medicine is the easiest course. Because you just sit down, I know some people want to faint as I say this thing. It's realistic. It's very realistic. Engineering is harder than medicine. It's the truth. They're telling you to talk about human brain. Play with it. My roommate those days will hold my head like this early in the morning. And say, the cerebrum is down and... I'll say, if you finish me, I'll hold your head. He will describe. Distinction. Every time, distinction. The young man. He said, it's something we relate with every day. So why should we not know it? Nothing is hard. I know as I'm saying it, some people are saying, Allah is hard. That's why it will be hard for you. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, some of you never interface mass to say mass is hard. They told you mass is hard. Before you met mass, you have already suggested that mass is hard. Now you meet mass and you agree. They say logarithm. Indices and logarithm. SSY. Say, hey, I'll be art student. Ask some people how they became art student. Fear of mass and physics. Some people, their destiny is even engineering. They just enter. Some is friends. They enter and say, oh boy, this thing had more, they go art class. That's how. They like the path of least resistance. I hope you know you are all great people in this place. Very great people. When you are a kingdom man, you'll be fruitful. Did you catch everything I'm saying today? I tell you the truth. When you seek first the kingdom, every other good thing. As I'm standing here now, if any idomative ibibio, igede demon has mind, let them come around this place. It's not pride. They did not burn them well. No wizard, no witch, no assembly of demons, no gathering of Satan can come nigh me. I heard the testimony of a pastor. They carried his child and were going. An angel appeared to the witch when they kidnapped. Now, you were not scared to carry that pastor's child. The witch was the one giving the confession when she came back and repented. She said they appeared to her and asked her, you were not scared to carry Zozo's child? Because when he heard the news that they kidnapped his child, the Lord said, keep on preaching. On a Sunday, he kept on preaching. Filled with grief, when he finished, he went to his office and closed his eye and started muttering in tongues. And the angels of the Lord appeared to the witch and asked her, you were not scared. Is Pastor Zozo's child, you went and got it. If you know what is good for you, angels were advising her, return the child now. Carry the child. She went back, gave back the child and confessed. Advice. You know those days, Prince of Persia used to block prayer. When we pray, they block. These days, they cannot block. I hope you are aware. Because if they were blocking, I want to end with this. If they were blocking, can I have two people very, very fast? I hope you are learning something tonight. What's the name Prince of Persia, right? Let's say Prince of Persia was here. You are laughing. Climb up. No, you now, you are Prince of Persia. You know what happened was that these two, can I have one person come, climb up? Who is fair? Ocheko, come. You come down. Fair does not mean that he's God. I'm just using him. Climb up. You are the believer in Christ. Two of you, you are Prince of Persia. You are Gabriel at the top. These guys used to be friends before Satan broke out and took Prince of Persia with him. You know those people that used to break out from church and carry advice of people out from church? Satan was the first breakout from church. I hope you are aware Satan was the first person. You see, as a leader, don't kill yourself. Let me just add this thing. Even God was a bad leader from Satan's perspective. God Almighty, the person that created me and you, was a bad leader. Even Jesus was a bad leader. They left him, the Bible says, Jesus got to a point. He said, what of you people are you living to? They said, to whom should we go to? If you want to say anything bad in the leader, you will see. So Satan left. He carried Prince of Persia, one of his boys, a lot of people. And Daniel was praying. Can I have one person more? One person more. Stand in the middle. Just face. Face like this. Face him. Why Daniel was praying? Huh? How do I do this thing now? Come like this. Watch carefully. This is Gabriel. See how it's come like Gabriel. True. This is Gabriel. Prince of Persia. Because Prince of Persia reigned this Gabriel while you. This man was praying now. Be up here small. No, you are not supposed to be. You are on the same plane. Spirit realm, they are just existing. And while he's praying, the answer is coming. Then who stop him? Say, who goes you? Where are you going to? And they try. Then God had to send Gabriel, Gabriel. Where is Michael? Who is brutal? Jerome, are you inside? I come. We now brought Michael. I have finished him. Michael now dealt with Prince of Persia. Then this one went and gave the answer to the prayer. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Some people think that that's how Christianity is right now. It's a lie. It's before that used to happen in Old Testament. Now, see where the believer is. Now, Daniel is in the Old Testament. Go and sit down. We're in the New Testament. Take, for instance, this is a Prince of Persia. The Bible says God took us to a realm. Are you listening to me? Before they're in this, on the same plane, the realm of the spirit, a realm that transcends far. Prince of Persia is here. So, before Pastor Emma Daniel was praying, and while he's praying, the least in the kingdom is greater than who? Daniel is not even greater than John the Baptist. Why he prayed, the prayer was blocked. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? But right now, assume that even Pastor Emma has become like a new creation in Christ. See where they are. When he's praying now, this guy is not above that. He cannot block the prayer. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Their prayer now has direct access. Nobody blocks your prayer now. You know why you now set yourself in a trap? Every spirit standing against my prayer. As you are saying that, this is how you come down. Because you have brought yourself to their level. Pastor Chris said one time that he was praying some funny prayers and he saw himself going down. Some of you, Satan did not know that you are not spiritually sound till you even prayed. Anything coming against my life, anything coming, nothing can come against you. God is for you. We are seated what? Far. You heard that a demon is trying you. You thank the Lord because the demon has been defeated. He has been defeated. The Bible says he made a public show of the devil, defeated him completely. You see why seeking first the kingdom is the most important? Understand it. Because if you don't understand it now, you'll be fighting. This is where you stand from. Let me say something that's very controversial now. This is where you stand from. I start saying there are ranks to removing demons. Because you are on the same plane with demons. It's a realm of two fighting. You have removed Prince of Persia. Let's assume all of them to be demons. Now there is another. You don't even look like a demon, but let's just try. Another kind of demon now. You try, you fight. This is how they think believers are doing. Fire like a... Oh, and now finally fall. Then, this one now, you meet him in the Gala village. You have gone everywhere. You have removed demons. Then you now come to the Gala village. You met him. See where he is. See where you are. You don't see believers praying some, putting scriptures wrongly. Bind the strong man. You have called him strong man. You want to bind him out. Yes, which by strong man is before you? You don't enter into a strong man house until you bind the strong man. Which strong man house are you entering? You are seated far. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? You are not trying to enter any strong man. When you are entering the Gala land, you are entering from up down, not down up. You are coming from the highest realm. But if you are not aware now, you want to fight demon. And when you try and get resistance, because you are on the same plane with them. And I say there are some demons, you now go 3 years and come back. Kokua, everywhere, Kokua. If you are Hausa, you understand. Everything about you is fight. And when we talk, you say, no, you have prayed 50 years. For 50 years, you understand what you are saying. Listen, it's all junks. Lately, we heard, the same person said, if you are not baptized with water, if you don't enter water and come out, there are certain demons you cannot remove. Certain demons. That's adulterous gospel. That's why some of you sit on a sick bed for a long time. Nothing will happen. I was telling School of Ministry folks on Thursday. I had a serious pain in my ear. Very sharp, serious pain. And as I was coming out, I said, in the name of Jesus be God. I hit it. I said, it was so sharp, I thought something would come out. I don't know what kind of pain was that. I said, in the name of Jesus be God. As I entered my car, I sat down. I told them, for instance, today I prayed and untouched. There was nothing there. I continued the testimony. I prayed from my ear. I spoke to it. It has stopped. It's the truth. Are you all listening to me? I was telling my wife not too long. I said, I saw the people that wanted to steal our land having a meeting and saying they want to go and reinforce to come and kill me. She said, Abba Samuel, how do you? I saw it. It happened in the Old Testament. Elisha would sit down and hear what they are saying. I said, I saw it. When they came to my house the first day, I told her they just came. I told the man, you came. He did not argue with me. It's other people that were saying, don't accuse him. Me, I know him. I said, if you come again, you will die. I was talking to somebody, say, as a thief man, if you eat dog, you'll run mad. I said, I need dog. I need dog, brothers and sisters. If you know where they sell dog, please bring some for me. That is very clean. Some kind of things. It's one small demon that they pursue, Satan has pursued, because he was not loyal. That now came and land in Benue. You now give the demon name, say Azor spirit. You are the one glorifying the demon. One demon that did not was not faithful to Satan. Satan now pursued the demon. Now land on Inotubo. They now call him Aleku. Then the whole of humanity are scared of him. Bias demon. Demon that is not faithful to women, more faithful to men. As a woman, is it more faithful to men or women? That as a woman you cheat, blah blah blah, you'll die. But if the man does cheat, will he die? Huh? The demon has a problem with women then. You can go and sit down. When you subject your life like that, you'll die. There are some, and some of these demons is just location bound. There are some Idoma men in Russia who have been cheating, and the demon have not seen them. So this is just, if you just go to school and travel out, these demons don't used to cross border. It's just around you. They don't used to cross. Because they don't have visa, yeah. It's just around. Have you ever seen anybody that is a thief man in UK, as all spirit? Is it? It's just, if you are around the environment, that's when the spirit will enter you. I made Satan look like a useless thing, right? And what I've said, it is true. Seek first the kingdom. You have steeds. When you find us praying in tongues, we are not. When you find us fasting, we are not. When you find us giving, we are not. If you seek first the kingdom, every other good thing, bow down and pray. Thank the Lord. Just thank him for the word. You are worthy, Lord God Almighty. The earth is full of your glory. For you are holy, Lord God Almighty. Thank the Lord for his word. And declare that you will frontier his agenda. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. As you are seeking first his kingdom, every other good thing the Gentiles seek will be added unto you. To seek first the kingdom is to be an intelligent Christian. Because we understand that when we understand the kingdom, when we understand the kingdom, we have the capacity to get everything that has been given to us for life and godliness. Go ahead and pray, Lord, help me to seek first your kingdom. Help me to pursue, to desire, to understand first your kingdom. Go ahead and pray. Now mean this prayer from the depth of your heart, the very depth of your heart.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.